Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Charles St. Ange. The New Testament reading for today is from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 21. Simeon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election, for if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Therefore, I intend always to remind you of these qualities, though you know them and are established in the truth that you have. I think it right, as long as I am in this body, to stir you up by way of reminder, since I know that the putting off of my body will be soon, as our Lord Jesus Christ made clear to me. And I will make every effort so that after my departure you may be able at any time to recall these things. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," we ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you will do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Have you ever been asked to paint a picture of something that you can't really see? Like being asked to paint a picture of joy or sadness or contentment? Unless you decide to go completely abstract, you need to include some normal everyday objects and people and places in your picture, and they become the way you express the thing or the emotion that people can't normally see. Peter writes his second epistle as he nears the end of his earthly life. He writes that the putting off of his body will be soon, and that his departure, literally his exodus, from this world is coming. When he was younger, Simon, named the Rock by Jesus himself, was known for his boldness. He was the first to speak on the Mountain of Transfiguration, first to say he'd be willing to die with Jesus at the Last Supper, first to draw his sword in the Garden of Gethsemane, and to try and preserve his Lord's life by force. But being quick-tempered had its drawbacks. Peter quickly denied knowing Jesus during his trial to protect himself. He had a hard time recognizing the Lord's reconciliation of Jew and Gentile through his sacrificial blood. But if we follow Peter's life through the New Testament, we see Peter mature, grow in confidence, and become what Jesus named him to be, a solid rock proclaiming his Lord as Christ, as Savior, and as the Son of God. In the beginning, Peter was granted faith smaller than a mustard seed by the Spirit. That same Spirit shaped him through the trials of his life, pushing and prodding, molding and forming him. The same Peter who years ago was ready to kill for Jesus is now ready with joy to die in his service. What Peter realizes and is led by God to put down in words is what faith looks like, what a Christian is shaped by God to look like. Peter's trust in Jesus led him to understand true virtue, which tempered his, well, it tempered his temper, into self-control and steadfastness, which ultimately led him from hot-headedness to brotherly affection and love. Many Christians wear crosses to mark their faith, and some younger Christians have taken to getting tattoos of crosses or even Bible verses engraved in their skin. We love our Lord, who has saved us by his cross and made us righteous in his sight. We want people to know it and to know him. We know people can't see Jesus like Peter could on the mountain of Transfiguration or at Calvary or in the upper room after his resurrection. So we try and make Jesus, our Savior and ascended Christ, visible in what we wear or show. Peter, though, tells us not to stress about these things. They're not what will make us fruitful and effective Christians. Rather, it's the Holy Spirit who does that, the same Spirit who drew us to believe in Christ and who now is turning us into living pictures of his Son in the world. He leads us from faith to virtue, from virtue to knowledge, from knowledge to self-control, and ultimately to brotherly affection and love. Ask a child to paint a picture of God, and you're never really sure what you're going to get. But Christians know what God looks like. God looks like the Christ revealed to us in the prophetic word. God looks like Jesus turning over tables in the temple and patiently receiving children, rebuking hypocritical religious leaders and welcoming sinners, saving people like you and me, not by overpowering us with his glory, but by his death on a cross. The prophetic word paints us a picture of who God is in Jesus so that we might have a faith of equal standing with Peter's. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, through your servant John of Damascus, you proclaimed with power the mysteries of the true faith. Confirm our faith so that we may confess Jesus to be true God and true man, singing the praises of the risen Lord, and so that by the power of the resurrection, we may also attain the joys of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.